a special non-shutdown edition of Rosie on the House. Never shutting down. Got too much to do. Do you have time to shut down? Maybe you don't have enough to do. Maybe you should just stay home. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure it all out, but I know I'm smart enough to not shut down Rosie on the House. We're here for you, the Arizona homeowners. And I can tell you, if you've had trouble getting in, because all the lines have been lit for the entire show, we do have an open line. You can sneak in right now. If there's a project you're trying to get tackled around the house, home, castle, or cabin, you can ring us at 1-888-767-4348. We're here with the Pella door and window experts, John and Matt. And I have to apologize, guys. Here we have been talking and answering questions for an hour and a half as it relates to doors and window issues all over Arizona. And we haven't even given y'all's phone number out yet. So for those of the folks who are listening that might want to talk to a Pella rep, y'all are statewide.
Yes.
What are the numbers they can reach a Pella rep in the Phoenix metro area?
You can reach us in the Phoenix metro area at an 800 number at 877-988-8289. Or locally, you can call 480-344-3280.
Okay. Tucson?
Tucson, you can call 520-989-3300.
Okay. And then we've got Jeff Edwards, of course, up in the Quad City area, if you're up there as well. So we've been talking about different wood products. We've been talking about different glazing project products. Can we talk just a little bit about what I think is one of y'all's best price point products that you've got? Because, you know, for so long, Pella was the wood frame aluminum clad. Right. Zero maintenance, smoothest operating on the market. Y'all had the market locked up with the internal shades.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Our internal shades are blinds in the designer series windows, and it's something still highly sought after today.
I can remember on North Central, right about Royal Palm, we did a remodel where every window in the house went in with those, and that was back in about, that was about 19, we got married in 78, right? Mm-hmm. That was about 1981, mm-hmm. You know, and I was in the house not too long ago, and I mean, they look like the day they were installed. They're absolutely gorgeous.
That's one of the great things about our products is the longevity and life of them. They just are built to last.
So y'all had that for so long, and that's what y'all were known for. And then you expanded your product line, and you went into this fiberglass frame. And, boy, that intrigues me. When I look at that window, I think, you know what, for the price point, this is a great value.
It is a great value. Our fiberglass window, it's a fiberglass composite, and it's a 5-mat fiberglass system that we make our frames out of. It's actually the strongest material in windows and doors today. It's about 2 times stronger than aluminum, 9 times stronger than vinyl, and it has no conductivity. So you're not bringing in any heat or cool from the outside to the inside of the house through the window frame. Again, lifetime warranty on that frame.
Yeah, and now do I paint that once I have it in?
No painting is required. We have 3 standard colors. We have a tan, a white, and a brown, and it is a powder coated, baked on finish, built to last again, scratch resistant. And we are coming out with 2 additional colors here in the near future. It's a silver and a black. Window frame. So just to kind of meet more of the needs of other people in the
what operation are those available in?
You can get them in sliding windows. You can get them in obviously fixed frame windows. You can get them in casements, awnings, and we have sliding patio doors as well.
That's an incredible product.
Yes.
You know, when people think of fiberglass, Rosie, a lot of times they think of how boats are made and that fiberglass is sprayed in on different layers, and that's not the case at all. With boats, you want that flexibility out of that fiberglass. Ours is more of a pultrusion, and it's got a woven technology where it's more like the fabrics of your shirt or whatnot, where it's woven together, and that's what gives it its strength.
Yeah, it's an incredible product. I know Romy put one in the home he built. I don't know if I talked you into it. I said, well, just try it in one opening and let's see how it does. Let's field test it for them. And it's held up great. It's a great window.
They are very, you know, 9 years ago when I first started with Pella, I was replacing the windows in my house. And I actually used Impervia when I did. my house, and I don't regret it at all.
Oh, yeah, it's a great product. Hey, let's get to the phone. We've got a couple people that have been on hold for a little while. Let's get to them. Brenda in Tucson, we appreciate you listening and tuning in and calling Rosie on the House. What's your question today?
Well, hi, Rosie. I just wanted to let you know I love your show.
Thank you.
I think it's great. I have a question. It's not about windows, although I'm listening because that is one of the projects I want to take care of. But I live in the Tucson area, and I wanted to know, is now a good time to have the exterior of my house painted?
It's the perfect time.
Oh, it is?
It is the perfect time. And we can paint outside year-round, but this is the perfect time, Brenda.
Oh, okay. Okay, well then, because I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if it was getting too cool or what.
No. You're doing just fine. And I want you to call our Rosie Certified Painter in the Tucson market. His name is James Cruz, New Frontier Painting.
320-7719.
You get that? Now listen, Brenda, when you get James out to the house, I want you to ask him to quote the entire job in PPG, Pittsburgh Paint Product, okay? He has a good friend, Clemente Noriega, who is the account rep down there for Glidden and PPG. And make sure James is quoting the right product. He always does, always will, but just let him know you talked to Rosie on the air, and he'll do you a great job. It is the perfect time to paint. Romy, you want to try and work with John here, calling from Phoenix?
Welcome to the program, sir. What's your question? Out driving around somewhere. John?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was calling to see if the Pella window dealers would work with my budget and install one window or two windows 3 or 4 months apart, so just working with my budget.
Okay, great question. So
That's a really good question. We do a lot of those all the time. That's one of the things we're known for is really coming into the home and doing good consultations with our customers and finding out what their needs and what their project time frames are. And we do a lot of those projects where we do one or two windows at a time.
Well, it's like every other thing in the home that you live over a certain amount of time. You constantly got to update, and you can't do it all at once. This is a great way to – you don't have to do every single window at one time.
Rory, wasn't it about a year ago that we got an email from somebody in Phoenix, and they said, I've been saving for 9 years. And they finally called Pella and had the entire Pella package put in. They were talking about how glad they were. But you don't have to save up for 9 years.
No, you don't. We also offer real good financing as well. But that's one of the beauties of it. We really want to cater to our customers and make sure that we can provide as many offers for them.
Quick question here on the email before we get to Nancy and Prescott. Kind of off the topic of windows particularly, but Val and their family, they want to know what to do with their security alarm. They wrote in at rosieonthehouse.com, said they use four of our Rosie on the House certified partners, won't use anyone else. But what do we need to do with all the alarms? Do we need to coordinate with the alarm company, or is that something that the window installers handle on site?
We definitely recommend coordinating that with the alarm company just because that's their business and that's what they know how to do. We will make the wires, if there are any, available for the alarm company to be able to reattach any sensors they have on their windows. But we just don't like to mess with something like that.
That makes sense to me. Let the Social Security company keep the house secure electronically.
Right.
Y'all keep the house comfortable and beautiful with your window. That sounds like a good plan. Hey, it's that part of the show where we always pitch out and do the Arizona Staycation. You can find that on the homepage at rosieonthehouse.com. It's brought to you by Sanderson Ford, Arizona Highways, and the Arizona Office of Tourism, where you register and we will draw your name, and we draw a winning name monthly. And you can pick where in Arizona you want to take your staycation. This is something we started a couple years ago to kind of give a boost to the Arizona economy, trying to convince people to stay in Arizona. You don't have to leave Arizona to have a great vacation. We've got practically everything you could want right here. And it is taking every ounce of self-control that I've got not to go to the Grand Canyon.
How great would it be to...
You'd have the whole place to yourself.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be like that lady in Washington, D.C. I'm going to take my car and I'm going to crash through her gates. Or maybe I'll park. Maybe I'll park at the gates and hike in. You think that'd be better?
It was the veterans that busted through the monuments. That was
cool. That was so good of them to do that. Move the barriers and say, no, we are going to have our little celebration here today. That was awesome. But wouldn't the Grand Canyon be an awesome staycation right now? You'd have the whole place to yourself. You could just like fantasize about being the original explorer riding on his little burro and coming up to the edge of that thing and saying, whoa.
That would have been something.
Whoa. we heard there was a wash over on this side of the state, but man, can you imagine what that must have felt like? Riding a horse right up to the edge of that thing and, yeah.
And so quiet.
And so quiet.
You know, if you haven't been there, pictures on TV, it just does not do it justice. You got to get there.
I can't believe how many people in Arizona haven't been to the Grand Canyon.
And even from the edge, it doesn't do justice once you get down it.
You got to get down in it, yes.
And I'm not going to make the show political, but I can't believe our governor can't get the federals to accept the state money to reopen the largest attraction we've got.
Costing us.
Even the locals.
That sets the point.
Yeah. And that proves that John Boehner's wrong. This is a game.
Yeah, especially when you got local municipalities up there willing to
pay all of it.
Absolutely.
And the feds are saying no.
Okay.
Okay. This is a home improvement show. We appreciate you tuning in to Rosie on the House. We'll fix your roof.
We do have a winner for the next staycation, Miss Nancy. She'll be getting a call from me today.
Fantastic. She gets to pick what car off the Sanderson lot she wants to drive on the vacation. She tells us where she wants to go. We arrange the lodging. Jennifer buys you a gas card. The whole thing's on us. Congratulations.
She'll have a blast.